We certainly appreciate you being able to tune in. And if you're just listening to the show, you'll see that we have a little fun. You'll see that we cover a lot of territory in a short amount of time, and that we really, really care about getting you the answers you need in the challenges that you face as a homeowner. We all have homes, and we're all always dealing with something, whether you're improving it, whether you're maintaining it, or whether you just have, you're trying to get some special information on something you're thinking about doing. You'll get a lot of opinions out there, but we certainly will provide you our opinion based on a lot of years' experience, and we're not going to recommend anything that has not worked for us. And as we say often, that if we don't know the answer to it, we're going to find out the answer and be able to share that with you. So welcome aboard. And we'd love for you to connect with us. A lot of different ways you can do that. One is to pick up the telephone, 800-946-4420. That's our Today's Homeowner Hotline, that you can talk to us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with question, comment, tip, anything that you may have. Send us an email at any time through our website, todayshomeowner.com/ask. How about New Hampshire?
And let's talk I to love New Hampshire.
Let's talk to Janet there. Janet, welcome to the show.
Thank you, and hello to you and Danny, or you and Joe.
So, well, thank you.
Thank you, Janet.
We recently bought a house, and I removed the stained and bulging wall-to-wall carpet in the bedroom. I took all the staples and the edge strips up because I didn't want to put carpet back. But under that, I found there must have been another carpet that had been glued, and the foam backing was stuck to the wood underneath that. And the floor is fairly level. There's a few gouges in it and few spots of unevenness that need leveling. But can I go ahead and just get a leveler and put that on there? Or do I need to get rid of some of that foam? How should I go about that?
Okay. Well, what type of flooring were you thinking about installing? What was your choice?
Like self-stick tiles.
Okay. All right.
Vinyl tiles we're talking about here, I suspect, right?
Not that floating floor that's really hard,
right.
Is it?
You're looking to stick down square tiles.
Well, with something like that, that's really not a very forgiving floor, so you certainly need to get that floor pretty smooth. And I'll tell you, that foam backing on that carpet, Joe, that stuff is hard to get up.
Yeah, if the carpeting lasted as long as the foam backing, you would still be down there. But you've got to start installing them upside down, maybe.
But you have to scrape that. You know, there's scrapers that you can use, manual scrapers that have like a big 6-inch heavy duty razor blade, basically, that you're scraping along. I've seen that work very, very well. I've also seen some of the biggest blisters in America formed on your hand by these things, so you need to be careful with that and wearing gloves. But that's one thing that you can take one of those. That's worth buying one of those, or you can rent them, I'm sure. And then you just go along at the right angle, and it'll scrape all of that foam up. Now, that way you're getting back down to where you have just plywood there. But any gouges or anything you have there, there's floor patch. There's a called dependable floor patch. There's other types of latex floor patch. It's fairly easy to use, and basically you're just trying to smooth out that floor much like you would a wall if you're preparing a wall to paint. And occasionally you may extreme case, you might have to do a little bit of sanding in order to prep the floor, because that is extremely important to get that floor nice and smooth, get it nice and clean. That way, no cracks or any of the little imperfections in it will transfer up through the face of the vinyl tile. But I don't know, Joe, I don't know about you, but when you think of some of the stick-on vinyl tiles, you might have the misconception that it's a kind of a cheap-looking floor.
Right.
But, man, we put some in recently that just looks great. So, Janet, I'll tell you, you might be onto something that's really a nice-looking floor without spending a heck of a lot of money.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. Our pleasure. And for a little information more about that floor thing, you can go to custombuildingproducts.com. They got some great videos on there, custombuildingproducts.com. And you'll be able to see some great how-to videos.
The recommended leveler use was Dependable. Is that the brand name?
That's one.
Henry makes one, too.
Yeah, Henry makes one.
Henry.
But what you'll see on Custom Building Product site is other recommendations on some of their advanced leveler, and all of that's available at Home Depot.
Okay. All right. Thank you. you very much.
Okay, absolutely,
it.
Janet. You have a great weekend, and certainly appreciate you being a part of the show here. That sounds like a pretty do-it-yourself kind of a project there when you're trying to dig into that.